The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm Kaylee Shore, and this is Too Much to Say.
But don't go asking questions that you don't want answers to. I've got too much to say, and I'll tell it all to you, yeah.
If you can hear things in the background of this podcast, I'm very sorry. I'm still recording from home, and for some reason, my neighborhood has gotten so noisy, whether it's my neighbors or the fact that I live near the airport, which I feel like I never used to notice, or construction. Yeah, very, very, very annoying. So hopefully we'll be in studio coming up because it's like, what a dumb bitch, right? Like, moves to LA. Oh my God, it's so loud. But for real. So anyways, hello guys. How are you? Hope you've had a wonderful week. I've actually had a really wonderful week, and I wanted to talk about something today that is applicable to me having a good week, and applicable to living in LA. So LA is one of those beautiful places with what is scientifically called a Mediterranean climate. And that basically just means that it's the same here all year round, and it's always sunny and it's always warm, gets cool at night, so you can still wear your cute jackets, but it's like, it just, you know what it's going to be. I personally fucking love that I don't have to put away my clothes for the seasons. Like, my whole closet is out. I feel like I have less shit because of that. And I can just dress the same every day. But it never rains here except for apparently the entirety of 2023 so far. And I did not realize how quickly one can get a vitamin D deficiency from it being rainy. And I feel like I've gotten really used to the sunshine. When I'm in Nashville, or especially when I was in Maine, like, I knew what to do to kind of keep myself feeling good during those really, like, you know, as the days get shorter and it's just very dark, especially in Maine. I mean, like, it's almost to the point where you can, like, see the northern lights. So the days are really short. But yeah, got it here. So what we're talking about is this lovely little thing called seasonal affective disorder. It affects many, many, many people. One of my only favorite thing about it is that seasonal affective disorder is abbreviated as SAD. LOL. But it is. It's just like this, like, when people say, like, oh, I have the winter blues, like, it's actually, like, a real thing, and it happens from a vitamin D deficiency. And, like, I think that little things like cold, shitty weather definitely don't help. But I'm going to tell you guys some things that I do to manage that. Because in addition to, like, regular depression, your girl has seasonal depression too. And just, I saw Peach PRC, who's one of my favorite artists, on TikTok, posted something about how she's been diagnosed with the whole alphabet. And, like, girl, same. Same. I have been diagnosed with so much of the alphabet. At some point, it's just like ADHD, BPD, LGBTQ, and I could keep going. But anyways, so I, oh, and SAD. but like, it's just, it's interesting because I felt like I've dealt with it so much more living other places and living in LA. I forgot that it can still happen. So I had to dig out the old little toolkit for how to manage this. And we had our first like real sunny day today. It stopped flooding, so that's nice. But yeah, we're going to dive into this. I'm assuming that it affects a lot of you guys that you might know about. There's probably quite a few people listening who it doesn't affect. But if any of this resonates with you, you now know what to call it. It's not a scary thing. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It is straight up just that you're not getting sunlight. And yeah, so we'll be right back.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, and we are back. So on this episode, we're talking about seasonal depression, and I'm going to give you the like actual Mayo Clinic medical definition of this, but this is from mayoclinic.com. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that's related to changes in seasons. SAD begins and ends at about the same times every year. If you're like most people with SAD, your symptoms start in the fall and continue into the winter months, sapping your energy and making you feel moody. These symptoms often resolve during the spring and summer months. That's why they have these little thing called depression lamps, which I'm going to dive into in a while because that's like my favorite way to deal with this. But it's just like, you're not getting sunlight. And we need sunlight. We're like little plants, you know? We need water. We need food. We need sunlight. We need, you know, a stable environment. We need some rain for sure. But just like, it's just been too much. LA has just been doing the most and I'm not about it. So the signs and symptoms of SAD may include feeling listless, sad, or down most of the day, nearly every day. Check, check. Losing interest in activities you once enjoyed. Having low energy and feeling sluggish, having problems with sleeping too much, experience carbohydrate cravings, overeating and weight gain, having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, worthless, or guilty, and having thoughts of not wanting to live. Like, that's how badly we need the sunlight, is it's like, can straight up make you like, want to unalive yourself. Like, really. And
it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's been so like just out of character for LA, and it just caught me completely off guard. And I was just like sleeping, like, and it makes you feel lazy. And I think that's the hardest thing about any sort of mental like issue that involves being like sad and getting depressed is like you feel fucking lazy. That's also something that I feel like with my ADHD, and it's like just you don't want to make excuses for yourself, but it's like I don't know that I have ADHD so that I can be like, oh, I'm not lazy, I have ADHD. It's like, okay, I have ADHD. This is how I'm going to do things that don't make me feel lazy and make me feel productive. Okay, I'm not lazy. I'm dealing with seasonal affective disorder. So I know that that's why it's happening, and I can take these steps to fix it. So it's about getting to a solution, not getting an excuse, but it is like enough that if you didn't know you had this, or you're like didn't realize that's what it was, you should give yourself a little bit of a break right now. Because it's just, you're a little plant and the plant isn't getting what it needs. So the plant goes to sleep. The plant's little leaves, they wilt, and it's just an unhappy little plant. And I like being a happy little plant. That's my favorite thing to be, honestly. And speaking of plants, my basil plant is not having any of this bullshit either. So I'm gonna have to get my basil plant a depression lamp. But depression lamps are something that mimic daylight. I actually use them just when it's like dark in general and like I need to wake up. I'll do my makeup in front of one. Because it's like your circadian rhythm is controlled so much by like sunlight and all of these things. And your circadian rhythm is like your bodily cues. I'm not a doctor. I'm giving this definition. Feel free to challenge me on this, but I'm like 99% sure I'm going to describe it correctly. But it's like when you get hungry, when you get sleepy, how long you sleep for, when you naturally wake up, like when you have bursts of energy, when you have like hills and valleys of energy. And it's just like the little clock that your body runs on for all the little things it needs to be a little plant. And mine got fucked, like so fucked up. And so this lamp helps you wake up if it's early and the sun isn't out. Like I personally do not know how people use blackout curtains. If you use blackout curtains, I don't understand you. Because like if I use them, I will sleep until 5 p.m. I will wake up completely disoriented. Actually, I'm going to tell you guys a story that if my mother happens to be listening, Mom, please fast forward. But one time back in my cowboy days, I was at a bar with Lauren Elena, and she is such a fun person to go out with. And I had been going through this little breakup, not the big one, but like another one that was like affecting me. And like, I was just feeling really bad, and met this guy at a bar. I was drinking Makers on the Rocks, which is like my depression drink. Like shout out to Makers. I love Makers, but that's my depression drink. If you see me chasing shots of Makers with Makers on the Rocks, like call my therapist right now. I need to go home. And that's what I was doing when I met this guy, and he was like from Kentucky, and he was like, oh, it's like super hot that you're drinking whiskey. And I was like, I know, right? And anyways, ended up going home with him mostly to spite my ex-boyfriend. Turns out he lived like across the street from him, so FML about that. But this man had blackout curtains, and I did not mean to spend the night after whatever canoodling took place that evening. Okay, if y'all hear that noise, that is the kind of noise I'm talking about. There's like an ice cream truck that comes around at 5:45 exactly every single day, and I'm just like, I can't. Okay. Anyways, losing my train of thought. But anyways, so this guy, like after we did that, I wasn't going to stay over. I meant to call an Uber, and then my phone dies. And I didn't really notice. And I was like, definitely tipsy. I mean, like I was there because I wanted to be there for better or for worse. But like, I was not a sober gal that evening. And I wake up the next morning thinking it's like, you know, I was like, oh my God, it's probably like 6 a.m. That's normally like, you know, I just want to dip. Like when I'm not in my own bed, I wake up really early because I'm like, I want to be home. And then I plug in my phone, find a charger, digging through this man's room. He's still dead asleep. And I turned it on. It's 11 a.m. I straight up slept in a stranger's home until 11 a.m. because he had blackout curtains. And aside from that, really nice guy. Actually, the bizarrest thing is I found out way after the fact that he went to all 12 years of school with my current boyfriend. So anyways, that was awkward. But I was like, why would you have blackout curtains? And honestly, that's not the reason I never talked to him again. The reason I never talked to him again is because I was telling him his blackout curtain sucked because he did end up waking up as I was trying to sneak out. And I was like, well, you know, like I have a house. And he was like, oh, like, do you have any cats? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm allergic. And I was like, well, seems like this one isn't going to work out, but I'll see you on the flip side. And that was that. And then he talked to Lauren Elena a while later and was like, oh my God, I really hope like Kaylee doesn't think I'm like that kind of guy. And Lauren laughs and is like, no, no, she's that kind of girl. Oh my God, cowboy days.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So now that we've covered the fact that I hate blackout curtains, another really good thing aside from not having blackout curtains and having a little depression lamp, which you can get on Amazon for like next to nothing, maybe $20. It's so worth it. You can also use it as a ring light if you really feel inclined. It's a really nice like soft daylight look. So I'll use my depression lamp while I'm making TikToks, which is just so chaotic and so on brand. But I'll make like little things where I'll reward myself. And this has a lot to do with like ADHD and all that too. But I'll make like a list of really small things I can accomplish. Because I think sometimes I'll come up with like these big grandiose things I need to do. Like I need to like film a really big TikTok and do all these edits and blah, 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 blah. When really I just kind of need to like repost an old TikTok just to get something up. Like ideally I make some new content, but I'm not going to do that if I'm not feeling great. And so I need to like have these small things that I can do that don't take a long time and don't like feel insurmountable. And then I'll reward myself. So I created like this little list, and I think I'll dive into this more on another episode because it also does pertain to ADHD, but each like task has a little like point system. And so when I reach a certain amount of points, like I get a treat. So if I do three or more points, I get a little snack, and those snacks are fruit by the foot, fruit roll-ups, and gushers. I get the variety pack, and I have to do three things before I get them. And if I do five or more, I get to play 15 minutes timed of one of my stupid little iPhone games that I love so much and I have a problem with. So I'm like trying to like curb back, and I feel like that was a great way to do it. It's like, it's a little reward. And then if I do 10 or more, I get to book a yoga class. And I love booking yoga classes. They get to be kind of expensive, so I can't just like do them all the time. But I feel like if I accomplish things, like that's a really nice little treat. And that makes me like get out of bed. And also, like, I'll buy the more expensive coffee stuff because having something that like makes me want to get out of bed is really great. That's why dogs are awesome, because you like have to wake up. But little things like that. And then also just like, you know, journaling and remembering that it is called seasonal affective disorder because it only lasts for a season, and you can figure out ways to handle it. Depression lamps, I mean, I think are the biggest one. Not everyone needs to get on antidepressants during that time, but it might be severe enough that you might need to do that. That's between you and your doctor, but you can read about this. You can treat yourself for it with like, you know, behavior modification and the lamps and whatnot, without getting officially diagnosed. I mean, it's just a very common thing that a lot of people have. So feel free to go read more about it. But me finding out that this was something I dealt with was really helpful. And I just constantly need to remind myself, like every winter when I start to feel like this, I'm like, okay, you don't hate everything, everyone, and everything about yourself. You just haven't seen the sun in several days. And that's a really nice grounding thing to remember. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Kayla Shore. This is Too Much to Say, and I will see you next week. But don't go asking questions that you don't want answers to. I've got too much to say, and I'll tell it all to you, yeah.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.